This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. For the Southwest in particular, there's no real relief real soon from the sometimes dangerous heat. More than 120 million Americans now under heat alerts in more than a dozen states.
So air conditioning really cranking across the country right now. This heat dome is so large, and there are some estimates that electric bills are going to go up about 12%. This summer. So on average, people are going to be expecting to spend about $580 this summer, and that's about 12% more.
Correspondent Carter Evans in Palm Springs, California, which holds the heat well. A long police standoff near Tulsa ends with multiple people found dead, children among them. An 18-year-old Miami woman's facing charges after she was accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son. Police say Jasmine Paez went to a website called Hire an Assassin, which is meant to be a joke, says IT specialist Bob Innes, who created it.
It amazes me at the number of requests the website gets on a monthly basis. It's shocking. It's scary.
Now to Austin, reporter Chris Fox on more dramatic testimony as the near total abortion ban in Texas is on trial, challenged by 13 women who were refused the procedure despite facing life-threatening complications to their pregnancies.
Dr. Austin Denard spoke of her experience with the Texas abortion ban after finding out that her fetus had a fatal abnormality that posed a risk to her health.
I felt like my pregnancy was not my own, that it belonged to the state, because I no longer had a choice.
Denard left the state to get an abortion.
It is called the Soul Cap. It now has the green light for competitive swimming. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
Women and men with afros, they're concerned about their hair. They're going to now have an option of using the specially designed cap for black swimmers. And that definitely opens the door and creates more diversity in what's largely considered a white sport.
Mature airline pilots could soon be able to stay on the job longer, the House passing a bill that would allow them to keep working until they're 67 years old, but
the Airline Pilots Association is not in favor of raising the age, saying it will complicate pilot contracts and cause scheduling problems. The Regional Airline Association says the move will help retain experienced pilots and stabilize attrition.
Correspondent Wendy Gillette. There's no new word on Army Private Travis King. He dashed into North Korea earlier this week.
Priority focus and what the secretary reiterated at the beginning of this week was that we want to bring him home. We don't know his condition. We don't know where he's being held. We don't know the status of his health.
That is the Pentagon, Sabrina Singh. After a big NASDAQ nosedive, Asian and Pacific markets are a bit lower tonight, but futures markets back here, they're slightly higher. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, it's a hump day edition. Rojo edition.
Hey, happy days. Good to be with you in studio, man. WAUK Studios. Kind of a last minute call, but it's always more fun together.
I've been everywhere, man. I started my day in Racine County. Beautiful part of the state. WRJN. We've got a fine radio station.
Yeah, you were there Heritage. Yesterday, man. You're still there working hard, man.
I was working hard. I was up at 6:30. I should have had the good sense. I was doing some business overnight. Should have had the good sense to close both sets of curtains.
Oh, no.
Up with the sun, gone with the wind.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, doing a little business down in Racine County. Then I went down to Kenosha County. And Dom, since, you know, I was down there in the state line district, I continued to departs farther south. You know, just driving the signals.
Well, yeah, you got to see what happens. You know, it is Illinois.
Maybe I'll save that story for a little later in the show. The 420.
The 420 break. Exactly.
Dom, let's start with Rojo. Oh, Rojo.
Yeah.
Very close, but in this case, it's Oh Rojo.
Rojo.
So often he embarrasses us. Real quick, there was an election yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. I am very disappointed with the outcome, Dom.
Yes.
And I don't believe in electoral moral victories, you know. Was 23 and now it's 7. Yeah, but you lost. You lost, Democrats. You lost one more opportunity to try and carve back a legislative seat. And you lost the opportunity to continue to hold momentum. And Dom, from my point of view, this was damn close. This was a race that we, the Devil's Advocates, we, Civic Media, we, WAUK, WRJN, mostly WAUK, we could have done something. We could have done more.
Could have been a contender, Crudy.
Well, they got to, you know, want us to tangle with them. Republican Melotech defeats Tatterson in special election for the assembly seat. Hope Carnop reporting over at the Journal Sentinel. We won't linger here, Dom, because our team lost, but Republican Paul Melotech defeated Democrat Bob Tatterson in a special election Tuesday for an assembly seat in Milwaukee's north suburbs. Unofficial results show Melotech beating Tatterson 53.69% to 46.31%. But, you know, I don't care what he did. He co-owns and operates several businesses and served in the Ozaukee County
and the ton of graft in government. Anyway,
like, is he an election denier? Does he believe in insurrection if you lose an election? Does he believe his election was fair, free, and honest? Those are things I'm curious about.
Dominic, Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming.
Your buddy.
He's a radio dog. Schimming congratulated Melotech following us when saying his experience as a successful small business owner combined with his service as a local county and town board will make him an asset to the state assembly. I have no doubt Paul will use his office to fight for the values of his district, fiscal responsibility, smaller government, and quality education to create the best environment possible for Wisconsin families and businesses. Tatterson, a retired engineer and advisor to a startup business, conceded the race after the results were tallied.
Oh, wow. That's kind of new these days. I mean,
a concession.
Republicans, see how that's done. If you lose the race, you concede the race.
Although I do not believe the results are in the best interest of this district, I completely respect the democratic process, small d, and the will of the voters. Our state and country needs unity. That is why I'm rooting for Representative-elect Melotech's success, even though we may disagree on how to address some issues facing our district and
wow.
state.
Wow. What an
gracious,
gracious concession. Why? I'm so he didn't call for people to go to the Capitol here in Madison and tell them it would be wild. He didn't do that part, right? He didn't say that you got to fight like hell. You're going to lose your state. You're not going to have a state anymore if you don't fight like hell. He didn't do that. He was very nice about it.
Not my understanding. Didn't want to burn down his country or his state, wow. near as I can tell. Dominic, in his campaign, Tatterson promoted abortion access and building the workforce through higher education. Both candidates supported fully funding law enforcement, although Melotech says he supports the Second Amendment riots. Pew, 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 pew. Tatterson pushed for common sense gun laws like red flag laws. Now, Tatterson, Dom, and, you know, relative to presidential or senatorial, these are meager special election kind of figures. Yeah. But Tatterson raised $103,612. And Melotech raised $37,251. So the guy, Melotech, raised triple the money. The guy who lost had 103. The guy who won had 37. You know,
math on
interrupt
the radio.
Me. Don't interrupt me on the radio.
The victor in this case, the Republican, had like a third amount of the money raised than the Democrat.
Yes, these are all meager totals. And I would say, Dom, less than 1,000 votes, last time I checked, separated these two candidates.
Ben Wickler, our buddy, of course, he is the chair of the WIS Dems here in Wisconsin. He tweeted out, I retweeted it. You can find all of our tweets and retweets at Devil Radio. Here's what he said. A Republican plus 7.2 margin in a district gerrymandered to have a Republican 24-point advantage. That's a terrific showing for Bob Tatterson, the Assembly Dems, and Greta Neubauer, and a big flashing red light for the GOP.
Yeah.
So total vote, Republican.
Yes.
Melotech, 6,455 votes, according to J.R. Ross, and Tatterson, 5,568.
Like 900 votes differential?
Yeah.
In a race of roughly what? 13,000 votes?
11,000 votes, 12,000 votes, yeah.
So I'm less concerned about the shifting tides because that doesn't get you a seat. That doesn't move the needle in the assembly whatsoever. And I realize there is some that say the Republicans tilted this district more to Republican advantage. Let's not forget they got the chance to recast the already Republican advantage
and make them just a little more gerrymandered.
Just a little more gerrymandered.
Gerrymander with a little side of gerrymander.
But if we got 13,000 voters that turned out for this special election, Dom, I can't imagine the turnout is, I don't know, what, 10%? You couldn't turn out 12% of your team? You couldn't make some investment in holding momentum? Because right now, the Democratic Party had momentum. I mean, I give them all credit. I give Protasiewicz, you know, she effectively ran as a Democrat, even though they don't call Supreme Court justices that. She's about to be impaneled on the court here. And we would hope that that might have some impact on, let's say, the gerrymandered maps.
Yes.
But here's what I can say. With the benefit of, and I don't say benefit, but the electoral benefit of the Dobbs ruling and the current state of, you know, basically no legal abortions here in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps accepting the life of the mother. This is a very anti-Republican stacked deck. It should have shifted the electorate 16 points. It should have turned out enough people with a little encouragement. Could have turned out another 1,000 voters and turned that race. And yeah, I know.
All right, how much you got to spend to turn out another 1,000 voters, Crudy? And what's the return on that investment? Even if Tatterson gets in. If Tatterson gets in, that doesn't change the math at all.
No, it doesn't. Well, although you got to keep an eye on the supermajority and the overturning of vetoes of the governor because, you know, the math is really
pretty
close.
It was already a Republican quote-unquote seat.
It was already a Republican seat. And let's not forget, the Republicans have a two-thirds majority in the Senate, so they can overturn the veto of the governor in the Senate right now. So these every seat matter races, they do. Because with the gerrymandering done, we're cracked and packed as Democrats into like a third of the 99 assembly districts, right? Get half the votes and a third of the seats. Right. So what I would say is every election matters. And this one, I didn't hear from anybody. Now, I don't live in the district. You're a lot closer than I.
I still don't live in the district. We had Tatterson on. We did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We reached out to his campaign, you know. It's the least we could do, right? But it was literally the very least that was done. There was no get-out-the-vote campaign that I could tell. There was no advertising campaign that I heard on the ever-so-powerful civic media network.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they did some.
Mailers.
Five color direct mailers. Oh, God, man. I think it is part of the Democratic team's goal, or it should be, to start competing in these electoral races. I don't mean the top of the ticket. I'm Ben Wickler. You make it rain every election cycle. Congrats. Can we win some legislative seats for the love of God? You know what I mean? Can we even compete? That's my contention. When you don't even run a full slate of congressional candidates, at least not the last election, Democrats let two Republican Congress people uncovered. Grothman. There's not a better candidate in the sixth than Glenn Grothman.
Well, I mean, whose fault is that? I mean, literally, if someone decides not to run against Glenn Grothman, whose fault is that? Is that Ben Wickler's fault? Is that the party's fault?
I would like to see the party make a stronger recruitment effort. I think it is the party's responsibility, the Democratic Party. It's certainly the Republicans. They're out there seeking candidates if they've got an unfilled seat. You know, you don't think they got to go out and recruit somebody to run against Gwen Moore or Mark Pocan? You know they're going to lose because all the Democrats get cracked into like two districts in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, this should have been a Republican plus 24, and it was Republican plus 7. You don't take anything away from that?
Not one iota.
You're a sports guy, Crudy. It's a rebuilding year. Come on, you take what you can get.
You could have kept momentum through the offseason, because next year matters a lot. You know, you want to make it rain? Tell you what, would have made it rain. Winning another race, winning a legislative seat. But, you know, I'm just Crudy. What do I know?
What do you know?
Come back with us, 844-967-2789. Devils, happy hump day.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alboa Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alboa Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, nice and quiet overnight. The low 56 with light and variable winds. Skies will turn partly sunny on Friday. There may be a storm or two in the afternoon. We'll top out near 84 degrees. Any of those storms will come to an end Friday night. A better chance heading into Saturday. Currently 59 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
To the Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines are open. You can always join us at 844-967-2789.
I kind of feel like I was a gangster today.
Yeah.
Started in Racine.
Racine, baby.
Went down to Kenosha, and I was so close to the state line down, I figured I'd better drive our signal south until I bumped into a marijuana dispensary.
Well, I mean, you know, cannabis is legal in Illinois.
It is.
And when in Rome,
see what they're selling. So I went to a place. What's that little town's name?
The Mundelein or Mundelein?
Yeah, a little down like past Waukegan, past the split in the tollway. And so I go into this old place, and out front they got this big sign. And, you know, they've got specials because they're doing commerce, right?
Right.
And you know what their special is? They've got the Thanks Dick special.
Thanks Dick special?
Yeah, Thanks Dick. Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, who started the war on drugs 53 years ago.
Wow.
This week. So effectively, my entire life, somebody's been fighting my chronic usage.
I mean, I got to tell you, Crude, you show that the prohibition does not work.
53 years is long enough. And then they say, thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
From the Rise Dispensary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I told you, I've also frequented the other dispensary on like exit number one when you go due south from Madison. I mean, it's pretty ironic. You can drive 45 minutes and it's like a different world.
Isn't that amazing?
But this was a new experience for me. They said, oh, how long would you like to join the frequent flyer club?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
you get a free joint when you sign up.
I said, well, I certainly enjoy this part of the state. I don't get over here so much. So I did not. I did not join the club, the frequent flyers club or whatever it is. You know,
frequent hires club?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Frequent buyers club. You know how it goes. But I did find it to be a somewhat better experience than the Walmart style
A better purchasing experience.
Yes, absolutely.
The environment of the store, the staff, the layout, that kind of thing.
As you pointed out, more like Starbucks.
A Starbucks.
As opposed to like Walmart. Right. Where they're just get in line. Stand there because you don't actually see anything. You just are handed the packaging. They put it in a bag and say, there you go. I mean, they're friendly enough.
Yes.
But this is a better experience. And the fact that I could listen to one of our radio stations door to door.
Better. How about the pricing? Were the prices similar?
No.
No.
Cheaper.
Really?
Better price.
A lot more. Over here. Well, a lot more
competition.
Yes, yes.
But on exit number one in South Beloit?
Just one.
I got to think they stick it to the tourists a little bit.
Don't they all?
They do. I would say probably 30% higher in Beloit than it is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's pricey over there.
Okay. Of course, taxes are similar, right? I mean, it's a state. Oh, you know,
I think so. It's like 20. It was pretty high, like 17 and 8. I mean, there's a couple different.
There's some money being made. The government is making a little bit of money. Who would have thought that you could raise money, you know, selling drugs? I mean, what a novel concept.
Fortunately, the bumper sticker was free. No taxation yeah. on this.
Put that on the back of the car, man. I want to see that.
The tricky dick. 53 years is long enough. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
And they've got this picture of Dick in the war on drugs. Don't be a dick. I heard someone, she said, well, you remember.
Like, I'm not that old.
You know, I got carded the other day at, a small town gas station, I feel like it was. And I'm like, you know, I thought like there was a kid walking up with some
someone
behind
you, right? Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to need to see your driver's license. And I'm like,
you should have just took your hat off, man. I mean,
I'm not clear that I was wearing a hat, but, you know, she looked at me and she's like, you know, our policy is for anyone younger than 30.
Anyone that looks like they're younger than 30 or 35 or something like that.
Yeah. 30. She said 30. Yeah. She said, you know, because I clearly had that.
Come on. Was she flirting with you? Because you don't. 30.
I think she's gotten astigmatism.
You look 30 when you were in college, man. When you're 20, you look 30.
I walked out to the car and I had my middle son, you know, the middle kid. And he said, well, Dad, you kind of got a baby face.
that you do.
So anyways, at least I don't look like Tricky Dick Nixon, nor do I have a tattoo centered on my back.
On my back, Roger Stone style. Yeah. No, you just got one of me on your back, right? Dom.
I hear you have a Trump tramp stamp. Yes.
On my lower back. 844-967-2789. It's hard to believe. 53 years of prohibition, of the war on drugs, man. And it's been an absolute failure, as evidenced by the fact that you were able to leave the prohibition capital of the Midwest, that's Wisconsin.
Yes.
Go across the border and not be persecuted for buying something that humanity's been smoking since humanity's been humanity.
Of course, you know, federal law says you got to do all your consuming on that side of the border.
Sure you do.
So I had to load up, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd hate to, you know, be a criminal
of course, of course.
Break any state or federal statutes in another more prohibitive state or district, if you know what I'm saying. So anyways, Dom, you know why I got to drive to Illinois? Have you met my senator?
Ron Johnson.
Do you know how much self-medicating I have to do? Living in the state of
Wisconsin,
you know,
I'm wondering,
that Ron's our senator.
I wonder with the way that his mind works, the senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, if he was, you know, eating paint chips when he was a kid, you know what I mean?
Well, right to try.
Right to try. He is. Right. He is the author of Right to Try. Try all the drugs. That's what Ron said.
I thought we had him. Down for legalized marijuana because he's a freedom dude, right?
Right.
What about my freedoms, Ron? What about my freedoms?
Well, you can have your freedoms as long as they are, you know, match with what we think your freedoms should be, and then you can be free. Just ask every woman in the state of Wisconsin.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your calls live in the Shaw at 540 AM. The Shaw 101.1 FM. More Devil's Advocates.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. What people in Phoenix wouldn't give to see temperatures as low as, say, 100? It's been at least 10 degrees above that pretty much all month.
We've grown up here, so we know it's coming. But how we prepare is that we prepare the night before. We hydrate.
Fire Captain Todd Keller. An 18-year-old Florida mother is arrested, accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son's shocking neighbors.
Que son cosas que nunca yo he visto.
I've never seen anything like this. To do something like this, what could be going through her mind? She's so young.
In Austin, the very restrictive Texas abortion law is effectively on trial.
It was 2 days of emotional testimony from 4 women denied abortions in Texas despite facing life-threatening complications to their pregnancies. They claim the state's medical emergency exemption is so vague, doctors fear using it.
Reporter Chris Fox. The NFL approves the sale of the Washington Commanders, fines departing owner Dan Snyder about $60 million on his way out. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost 2.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Playing some Skid Row.
Why? Why?
Skid Row, the headliner at the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. You're going to want to catch him. VIP seats are sold out.
Oh, Youth Gone Wild, man. It's been a while since I was Youth Gone Wild, man.
It is my understanding. It's not just Skid Row. Oh, it gets better. Skid Row, Warrant, and Winger in the Gang's All Here tour. And they're headlining the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. Now, we've done the fair. We've broadcast from the fair. Yeah. It's been a few years. Pre-pandemic, we broadcast with our Waukesha friends at the Waukesha Fair. I think we split a booth with the Waukesha Dells.
Oh, wasn't it raining then one time? It was like some storm blowing through. We were inside the building.
Oh, that was a... Yes, we had that experience as well.
Okay. Yeah. See, I kind of remember some of these things.
Yes. I had forgotten about the in the building when the storms blew through.
Right.
We've also done it outdoors. Dom, Ron Johnson, let's turn our attention to the headliner.
Do we have to?
Yes. Yes, we do. Because he's made a lot of news, Dom. He's making news. He's making headlines.
For all the wrong reasons.
Isn't he making you proud? Don't you feel proud, Dom?
I feel proud. You know, that's just my, you know, pride. But Ron Johnson does not make me proud, no.
Real quick, before we turn to Ron, let's talk about a guy who probably will never be a U.S. Senator. Tom Tiffany from the great state of Wisconsin. Congressman.
Yes.
He is the most heavily rumored possible entrant to the contest to get their ass kicked by Tammy Baldwin. You know, next year she's on the ballot. No Republicans so far stepping up.
Not yet.
And my understanding,
Curdy, listen, there's plenty of time for a Republican to get in this race and take on Tammy Baldwin. Don't worry about it. Plenty of time.
Tom Tiffany. And wait for it, Tom. In the second quarter of 2023, the prospective Republican senatorial candidate raised $114,000. Let's not forget, Bob Tatterson, candidate for special election in Assembly District 24, who had no ads that I noticed. He raised over $100,000 in the quarter.
And he doesn't work. He's not in Congress. No.
He's not even in the Wisconsin State Assembly.
He's not in anything. And he raised almost as much as Tom Tiff. Tom, yeah.
Tom will also not be a U.S. Senator, Tom. Tom, you're not going to make it.
Well, let's compare. And he hasn't announced, so maybe if he did announce, he'd have some bigger fundraising totals. But the incumbent,
Woody?
Senator Tammy Baldwin, she took in more than, $3 million last quarter.
$3 million to $114,000, you know, that's Bob Tatterson sort of money. So Tom Tiffany will not be joining Rojo in the U.S. Senate. Wanted to get that out.
All right.
Just establish the ground rules. Tom, with fundraising totals like that, you couldn't take care of the Devil's Advocate's bar tab.
Not Tom.
But let's talk about Rojo. Oh, Rojo. What'd he do, Dom? Why don't you lead for once?
There's so many to get to.
What about this video? I observed a YouTube video. Let me make sure I properly reference what this is called. Well, YouTube, but the video itself. Investigating corruption in Washington, D.C. And this is a video by a guy named Tommy G.
Tommy G!
Tommy G, apparently an influencer. He calls himself the craziest documentarian on YouTube. and he's, you know, like the kids today, talks fast and he walks fast. Claims he's sort of a nonpartisan. You know, he thinks they're all corrupt. Does that make you nonpartisan or just... that's how we set up this interview with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
And you listened to some of it. I could not stomach it.
It's about 20 minutes overall, and a lot of it features Ron.
I put on some Tom Petty.
Well, we've had Ron on for long form, but yeah, I listened. And
did you take anything away from this Tommy G interview with Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, first and foremost, we have been in U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office, and he's got the 10th Amendment stenciled on his wall. And we took photos with it. And he also walked this guy in there. Like, he takes anybody
he
in there.
He does, man.
And then this Tommy G character was interviewing, like, his congressional aides and asking them very important questions like, was Epstein murdered? I mean, this is the tone of the questions the young YouTube Tommy G influencer were asking our senator. And Ron didn't seem taken aback by any of it. Ron was down for the conspiracy.
Ron's already kind of hip to the conspiracy stuff. So, he's not shaken by these kinds of questions.
Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, little coverage of this video. I also observed the video, so I feel like, you know, I got a firsthand accounting to give to our audience, Tom. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said it's certainly possible government agencies were involved in the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. He actually said, like, yeah, it's possible. and called the death of a sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein fishy during a wide-ranging interview released Tuesday by a popular YouTuber. He had like 750,000 followers, this Tommy G. I think it's certainly possible, yeah, the Wisconsin Republican responded when asked by YouTuber Tommy G if it's possible that U.S. agencies were involved in the JFK assassination. Now, I would point out, when they said agencies, he literally had the logo of the CIA appearing on the screen. Now, I'm not saying that Rojo would have had the benefit of the post edit, but that's who Tommy G was talking about. The American public deserves the truth, and we haven't gotten it, said Rojo. There's more, Dom.
Well, okay, go ahead.
There's so many unanswered questions, so many witnesses that just died, so many leads that weren't followed up on, so much evidence that obviously should have been collected that people have been prevented from collecting.
Ooh.
We're talking about 1963. I was not alive at the time of JFK's assassination.
All right, so is it a fair question to ask anyone?
It's a little bit of a strange question. I mean, if you said, hey, let's go to the bar and get hammered drunk and talk about life.
Talk conspiracies? Sure.
Hey, man, you think the U.S. government was involved? Yeah, I mean, sure. I've had some conversations, Dom.
Right? And what was your what is your response, Critty?
Well, I've seen the Oliver Stone
movie. I saw JFK, man, back and to the left. You know what I'm saying? I'm a patsy. So, we know those things, and we've seen the Hollywood version of it.
Well, that was just a start point for the conversations, Dom. Johnson's comments on JFK's death were just one of several conspiracy theories the Ashvegas Republican entertained during the interview with the Tommy G. Again, he's the YouTuber who bills himself as, and here's the quote, Dom, the craziest documentaries on the video streaming website. Documentaries, you would think he would say. But there's a few times where there was some, and I know I slip up too, but this guy had a few grammatical things. But I'm like, did he mean to say that? The pair also touched on the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death in a jail cell in 2019. Now, this guy went out and, as near as I could tell, asked a bunch of Ron Johnson staffers, like really caught him off guard. You know, they must have been doing pre-interviews or something. But I would suspect that Ron knew that this was the tone of the interview that he was taking part in. And not only did he take him on the strolling tour of the office, because he did that to us, but they went out in D.C. together. Down there out strolling the streets
together. Out on the town together. I'll jump in here, Crudy. Among the other questions the YouTuber asked the senator, do you believe there's anything fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein? Well, certainly it's fishy, Johnson responded. The cover-up of the list of individuals that visited Epstein Island is pretty fishy, he said, before claiming that, quote, it's mainly people on the left that Jeffrey Epstein was courting and that took advantage of his island pleasures. Wasn't Trump on one of those plane trips? I think we should have a full investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and his activities. And I like this one, Crudy. Ask who he thinks a remarkable character in the 24 presidential election. Johnson pointed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Democratic campaign for president, noting he shares a lot of views with Kennedy on the coronavirus pandemic.
They believe in all the same conspiracy theories now.
Both men have publicly sowed doubt about the efficacy of the vaccine and pushed back on public health institutions' poor response to the pandemic, largely citing mischaracterized or incomplete data. I guess my follow-up question to what's the guy's name? G? Tommy G?
Tommy G.
Would he follow up, say, hey, do you think the coronavirus was engineered to spare the Jews? Because that's what Kennedy implied or said recently.
Well, he did basically say, Ron, did you find it ironic that, you know, the Wuhan leak story was suppressed on the social medias? And now it's pretty much accepted, according to Tommy G, that that's the most viable, likely outcome of why we have a coronavirus pandemic. I'm like, is that a proven thing? Or did you learn that on YouTube?
Does it even matter? Does it even matter? To Ron Johnson, it doesn't.
A spokeswoman for Johnson confirmed that Johnson's quotes in the video were accurate, but condensed for time. Now, you know how the young Jacob, when he occasionally you'll see some Devil's Advocates videos on the TikTok. We didn't edit those. That's the young guy. That's Jacob.
Right.
Jacob does the editing. And the kids today, they do these little mini jump edits where they take all your breaths out. You know, sometimes Dom tends to linger on a breath or something.
Well, so, I've done a fair share of editing in my time. Man, yeah, you only got so much time and you don't need to spend it breathing.
But you do wonder if there were any words that were left out or sentences or whatever. Because it's one thing to do it and just take out all the little mini gaps, but you don't know. Because literally, it could have been one sentence, and then it could be 10 sentences later, and you wouldn't know because he strings them right together. In regards to
That's the danger of any media organization or Tommy G and everyone in between editing.
She referred to a longer podcast interview from the YouTuber and also contended that Johnson's comments on JFK were not new. He's always believed the conspiracy theories, Crudy would attest. During the interview, Johnson referenced the book JFK and the Unspeakable by James W. Douglas, which argues agencies were behind the assassination. And Johnson has referenced the book on multiple occasions in recent months. Kennedy Jr., that's Bobby's kid, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., recommended it to him. Apparently they're buddies now, hanging out and so in doubt about COVID vaccines and reading books, conspiracy books. The book's argument has been a point of contention.
I'm going to jump down here, Crudy. Johnson in the video also claimed divisiveness was the biggest threat to America and lamented that there are people, quote, that are just fomenting hate, that are exacerbating a divide rather than trying to heal this nation. Yeah, and you're in the party, man. It's the mega party. I mean, do you say that without any irony or any self-reflection or any analysis of what the mega has turned the grand old party into, Ron Johnson? He reiterated his distrust of federal intelligence agencies during a time in which Republicans on Capitol Hill have accused agencies like the FBI of being weaponized against conservatives and indicated he believes his phones and computers have been tapped. I just kind of assume they are. Well, Ron, when you were trying to run away from that, from the a reporter in Washington, D.C., and the time you pretended to be on your phone, oh, I can't talk to you. I'm on the phone. Now I can see your phone is blank, Senator. The good news is they weren't tapping your phone then.
A little bit more. He referenced Jeffrey Epstein, right? The fact that Epstein, well, he was always sneaking off with some Democrat, and they showed him a video of Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, and Epstein in some video. One of our texters on the text line said, him, don't forget, Jeffrey Epstein introduced Donald Trump to Melania Trump.
Oh, really?
He was out there bragging about it. And I found this at the Business Insider, so it's probably true. Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier charged with sex trafficking, reportedly bragged he was the one that introduced Donald and Melania. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. I'll introduce you to Don.
You're welcome.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life.
90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, nice and quiet overnight. The low 56 with light and variable winds. Skies will turn partly sunny on Friday. There may be a storm or two in the afternoon. We'll top out near 84 degrees. Any of those storms will come to an end Friday night. A better chance heading into Saturday. Currently 59 degrees.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there next at 844-967-2789.
Dem, I got a couple on the text line. Here are a few. Ben Wickler ran originally for the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, saying he was going to fight for every vote in every nook and cranny of the state. Apparently, some believe he hasn't done so, Dom. Here's another one. This one coming from the 414 right here in Waukesha, where we're at. Moron. Has no brain with which to think. Just barely functioning brainstem. I have theorized he might be a White Walker. What else? One, Jeffrey Epstein was the one who introduced Trump to his future wife, Melania. Well, I give you credit. That one coming from the Chi-Town down in the 773. And all right, boys, you got the broadcast gremlins sorted. You've been quite good for the first hour, but there's room for improvement. Be great in the second hour, says Jeff from Sherwood. I'm not sure if he's chastising or improving, you know, offering fair critique. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman wrote a book called Ultimate Sacrifice, and it's the definitive answer to who killed JFK.
Who did Tom Hartman, and I like Tom. He's a smart guy and researches copiously. What was Tom's assertion? Who did he think did it?
There was a lot of government influence as far as the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon and so on and so forth. The book is called Ultimate Sacrifice.
Hmm. Yeah, but I want the cliff notes, Chris. I mean, who was? I mean, a lot of government influence. I mean, you know, that's pretty general, man.
It was pretty much the entire government, all the agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, all.
So they were all working together in a conspiracy to assassinate the president.
Correct.
And what was
a coup? Because there was going to be a coup in Cuba, which would have created a world war.
Interesting theory. Hadn't heard that one, Chris. Maybe the Cuba stuff, but not the everybody did it theory. Was it JFK?
Is it Lee Harvey possible? Oswald? I mean, you know, we weren't there. So, you know, how do you know? No. Certainly appreciate the entertainment. You know, we talked about the Oliver Stone version of it. But if you're going to get into the conspiracy theories and you're going to have a conversation about those things, do you think that a U.S. senator should be engaging in those very conversations, or because we talk about it, man? I don't know. Was the government involved? Possibly. I mean, I have the same answer that Ron Johnson does. So, but it's hard for me to. I wouldn't change my answer just because I was elected senator. I don't know.
Well, here's the point, though. The book he references, this book drafted or written by Douglas, a review of the book, and I believe this is a conservative's review. John McAdams. He was a Marquette University political science professor. I think he had a row of his own, if I recall, Dom. But McAdams described the book, the unspeakable book about the assassination of JFK. And here's the quote. Utterly uncritical of any theory, any witness, any factoid, as long as it implies conspiracy. McAdams said Douglas, the author, fundamentally doesn't care about what really occurred. This is the book.
Yes.
Review of the book being recommended.
Listen, just because someone writes a book doesn't mean it's worth reading. Doesn't mean it's factual. I mean, it's like when the printing press came out and all, because, you know, when it was very rare to have a book to read, you know.
Hey, back off, Gutenberg.
I'm just saying, just because it's, you know, printed doesn't mean it's right or factual or true. I mean, come on, everyone, what are people writing books for? To make money. To make money. And why do politicians write books? To launder the money, because they can what? They can have their campaigns buy their crappy books. And then they can say, hey, look how many books were sold on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, the whole thing is any book you read, you should take it with just as much a grain of salt as anything you read on the internet.
Well, fortunately, I try not to read it all.
Great.
Unless it's show prep, unless it's directly going to come out of my lips on the show. But, you know, reading for pleasure, that's a thing in my past.
I was forced to read as a young child during the summers.
No one had to force me as a young child.
Oh, yeah, I had to do book reports in the summer. During my summers, in between school, my parents still made me read even more.
But yeah, I had a job at the public library. And the summer before, I think it was my sophomore year in high school, I read like 75 books. And I don't mean those little flip books. I'm talking about, you know,
are you there, God? It's me, Crudy.
A lot of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes, a lot of Agatha Christie. You know, I have a beautiful mind, much like Sherlock Holmes.
Sure.
I read a lot of books that summer. Yes. But here's the difference.
And what, you OD'd on it?
As an adult, I like the Grisham novels, but I do no pleasure reading. Like as an adult, Grisham, one novel a year. That's it. Nothing I read is for pleasure. It's all for the sake of this show.
Well, you have fun doing the show, right? So it's all for pleasure. And we do it for your pleasure. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some calls in before the top of the hour. Rocky from Appletown. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, hi. Long time. I read that Hartman book. He didn't say any of that crap. Hartman book, basically, he went and interviewed the mafia. The mafia hit. He went and interviewed them. Their dad, Kennedy's dad, made a deal with the mafia to leave him alone. Right. And Bobby broke it and went after the mafia. Everybody saw that in the press. The mafia tried to hit the Kennedys a couple times. They missed them, I think, in Florida. And I think Texas was successful. I believe, if I don't want to read the book, there's a third one. As far as the government agencies, there's a big cover-up because there's lots of shenanigans going on they didn't want out. But the mafia killed them. And they interviewed the guy who ordered the hit a few months before he died. It's actually a really good interview if you read the book.
So then was Lee Harvey Oswald the guy to pull the trigger, or was he a patsy then, as he claimed?
No, he's a patsy. He didn't pull the trigger. I think the mafia guy said there were three people that were there for the hit.
A triangulated?
I mean, if you watch it, the way, something like that. I don't quite remember. At least two, because if you watch the way the body went, there's at least two entry points, just by the direction of the body.
Yeah.
And some people say there are three. And even in the Harvard books, they don't go into that because they said it's really hard to know how many hit. They know it's two for sure. Oswald is just a patsy, just like he said. You know, if you look at where he was to make that shot, I mean, come on. The book's actually really good. It's written, Tom Hartman kind of edited, is a friend of his, I can't remember his name, he did most of the groundwork, but they interviewed everybody. And it's well sourced if you want to go look it out. It's a great book. But it was just, it's a mafia hit.
We should pass that one along to Roadshow. Right. Read all the books, Rob.
All the books. Every one of them. Try them all.
Come back with us. Just not for pleasure, Ron. Like sex for you. Missionary.
Yes.
Never for pleasure.
For God.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're doing God's work around here.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet.